Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to a Tired Thursday. Anybody else feeling like especially tired today?
Extra.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's weird because Thursdays aren't usually that kind of day, but just feels a little bit tired today. So anyway, we'll get through it together because coming up in just about 10 minutes, we got to get our act together and talk a little jury duty. Your opinion helps us get the verdict. We'll do that just about 10 minutes away. Mo, you've been out Christmas shopping? Maybe that's why you...
No, I have toddlers.
Oh, okay. Eric with a K, what about you?
No, I went to the doctor yesterday.
Oh, the butt doctor.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yes.
Stomach doctor. Stomach doctor. Let's put it there.
Were you violated?
No, I wasn't. They just prepped me for a violation. They said, violation's coming.
Kind? I don't know.
You got a little while to think about it now. So.
Yeah. I was going to say, now build you up just think about
anticipation.
It?
Find a nice dress.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm glad you went to the doctor.
Yes, finally.
Eric's had stomach trouble for a couple of weeks now.
Yeah, three.
Three. It's been 3 weeks?
3 weeks, yeah.
3 weeks, yeah. So.
Yay.
Anyway. Good to know. More than I wanted to know.
Good to know.
More than I wanted to know.
You'll be surprised how many people text me every day and go, so?
Fully invested.
How's the bathroom? How's your stomach? So, anyway, we'll keep you updated on that. Let's get some of the top stories that you're going to be hearing about all day today. We call this the top three things trending in Texas.
Number three.
Fully invested as the Houston police were searching for a woman in connection with the deadly hit and run on the north side yesterday. In the video, surveillance showed the woman hitting a bicyclist with her car. Ugh. Then a few blocks later, abandoned her car and then left the scene in another car. And then the police released her image. And just a couple hours later, they found her.
Oh, really?
Where'd they find her?
At the airport, trying to board a flight to head out of state.
Oh,
girl, can
really?
You just imagine for me, you're sitting there and getting ready to board your plane and all that's going down and you're just like,
wow.
Wild.
So in a couple of hours, she figured that she should skip the state or the country.
So she went to the airport where they really do scan your face.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe not the smartest thing, though.
Number two.
The rain finally showed up yesterday, but definitely far less than forecasted.
Yeah.
It rained on my drive in this morning, but those rain chances are supposed to drop off as the day goes on. The clouds will stick around, keeping us low to mid-60s throughout today. But The threat for the flooding comes back on Saturday. So if you have outdoor plans on Saturday, maybe just refocus.
And the top story trending in Texas.
Mattress Mac. Bless his heart. Yeah. He posted a video on social media yesterday announcing he's having open heart surgery next week. He just wants everyone to continue to pray for him and support him. He's going to update us. I'm sure he will, right there from his hospital bed. And we're excited that he gets to heal and get this taken care of.
Yeah, because he was talking about the fact that he hasn't like felt like himself or whatever, and hopefully this makes him feel better.
So. 2 to 3 weeks recovery at home after a week in the hospital. So
he's not going to function well doing that. He works at that store every day at Gallery Furniture. He is there manning phones. He is selling stuff. It's crazy.
He's a Houston treasure, he is. So we wish him the best and quick healing there. Those are the top three things you're going to be hearing about all day today. We call it Trending in Texas here on the Morning Bullpen.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Amen. It's the time of the morning that we get Bull Nation together and we talk a little good news. And this morning, I'm talking about 28 million good news reasons to have Jamie from the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo on. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good because I just found out that you guys at the rodeo are making a historic pledge for our students here in Texas.
We are. We're really excited about it. 28 million, it's the most that has ever been committed by the rodeo.
Girl, you are the senior manager of scholarship programs. You see all of this money and all of these kiddos. Tell us what this kind of money means to our kids here in the Houston area.
It's an amazing experience for so many of these students. It opens a door to them for an opportunity to further their education, either if it's at a four-year university or if it's through our vocational scholarship program. For so many of our students, they're first generation. Some of them are the first in their families to go to college.
Oh, wow.
And it's amazing to be able to make that difference.
Jamie, I think we all associate rodeo with the livestock. We associate it with the actual rodeo itself or the concerts. But is it fair to say that rodeo is actually changing lives all across Houston?
Oh, all across Houston and all year round. Not only through our scholarships, but also through our grants programs. The show provides funding to other nonprofits in the Houston area, many of them focused on education.
And Jamie, this morning, if there's somebody listening, maybe they're not familiar with how they can apply or how they can get their student involved in getting this scholarship money or applying for the scholarship money, what's the process there?
Sure. So the best thing to do is head to our website, rodeohouston.com. At the top of the page, you can click on scholarships and grants in that blue bar and then click on how to apply. High school seniors who are looking for scholarship opportunities, all the deadlines, all the guidelines, all the important information is on that page. Our application for our 2025 high school graduates is going to go live December 16th, and that will be linked on that page as well.
Miss Jamie, I also opened a RodeoHouston.com page, and I see the countdown clock to the 2025 Rodeo Houston. Counts down to the second. We're 88 days away, sister.
Yeah, it's coming quick.
Quicker than you think. Everybody always thinks it's like, oh, Christmas time. I guess right after Christmas, everything will slow down. It's like, nope.
Around here in the offices especially, January 2nd, when we're all back, we are rocking and rolling, and all of our team is getting ready for the rodeo.
Well, thank you for celebrating with us today. Rodeo Houston, one of the largest scholarship providers in the whole entire country.
Yeah, love it, love it, love it. Can I get an amen for this story this morning?
Amen. Amen.
Jamie, thank you so much. That's why we love sharing good news like this, because we believe the more we share good news, then the more good news that we're going to get to share. You have something you think should be featured on an Amen story? Just let us know. 713-881-5500, now on the Bull. Something that's never, ever in the history of working with Mo ever happened before happened yesterday here at the radio station.
Oh, my gosh.
Good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. I am George. Over there is Mo.
Hello, George.
Who did this thing for the first time ever. Eric with a K also here. He witnessed this yesterday.
I saw it happen. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're not a touchy-feely person.
No, I would prefer to just not.
Like, if I reach over, look, I'm coming over
Get
here.
Get away from
See,
me.
See, she won't even let me. I can't even touch her. But yesterday, George, I saw her come up behind a coworker, a male coworker, and put her hands on his shoulders.
Correct.
Ooh, isn't that
like
a violation? Isn't that a handbook violation? Don't they teach us not to do that, hands on
Trust
the shoulders?
Trust me, I know everything about HR, and they know everything about me, and we're good.
You're good.
This is
no, you're not. I know HR.
Here's the thing. You were actually showing a little compassion for a coworker yesterday.
No, I don't really think that's what it was.
Okay.
And after Eric saw it, he jumped to conclusions.
Yes. So here's the thing, George. She put her hands on his shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, well, why don't you do that with us? You don't do that with George.
Right.
You don't do that. When was the last time you touched Mo?
Oh, my gosh. I've worked with her over a decade. No.
And no hugs, right?
No hugs. No hugs for Mo.
No pats on the back. No nothing. She's never walked up and put her hands on your shoulders.
No, she's not.
Right. And she said about this coworker,
he's not attracted to me as a human.
That's not his thing.
He's not.
Okay.
If you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying, but I mean.
So I probably treat him maybe a little bit more affectionately than I would you two.
And why is that?
Because you're attracted to us?
That's exactly what Eric
said. Is that what it is?
And that is why I'm so annoyed.
Is that
right
what
now.
It is? You find me and Eric.
Nope. I just can't.
Irresistible.
I can't. It's just a violation of my own HR that if I would touch you, I would not be able to not sleep with you.
Do you know
you.
What this means, though?
What?
This means you consider me a straight man.
That is what we should be talking about
you,
right now.
You have really dialed
For
into
once
my masculinity.
In Eric's life, he has been considered.
Maybe it's not that you're attracted to us.
Yes.
Maybe you're so scared that we're going to be attracted to you.
Oh,
if
right.
If I touch them,
yeah.
Then I'm going to start the countdown clock.
That's exactly what it is.
And then it's just a matter of time.
Okay. Oh go.
Y'all are insane.
Go with me back into your single days.
Okay, mine?
Haven't you? Yeah, okay. You, Eric, me, everybody think back to your single days. You're in the car right now. Think back to your single.
Okay.
You've met somebody and like you shook hands with them or you touched them. And there was, almost a physical spark between
you.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure, yeah.
I think that's exactly why you don't touch us.
Yep, that's
because you're afraid that if you ever touch me.
You're right.
Deanna Let's just get it out of the way. Let's get it out of the way.
What are we going to do?
Here, touch me.
No, I'm not
just touch my
you.
Fingertips.
Let's just
Wait,
go to bed
Eric,
right
Eric,
now.
Eric is holding out his finger like the painting. Like
Y'all
the spark of life there.
Yeah, so. This is so weird.
You know what, Mo? I think you're changing. I think children have changed you. I think you're growing as a person.
You're so dumb.
And I'm happy to see
I'm
it.
Still I'm not touching
I'm here
you.
For it. All of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you would be.
Exactly. He's an absolute legend here in Houston. Mattress Mack announced yesterday that he's got some health issues.
Now I've got a leaky mitral valve in my heart. So on Tuesday the 10th, I'm going in for a 4-hour open heart surgery and a lot of people calling and asking what they can do for me. The best thing you can do for me is pray, obviously. Mm-hmm. And if you need any furniture, come out and buy furniture. That'll ease a lot of my anxiety.
Wait a minute. He just never stops the hustle.
He's a grinder, right?
Yes.
I mean, he just, no matter what's going on with him, how he's feeling, he pushes through. And he's like, yeah, you can make me feel better at just buying a little more furniture.
And he says later in the video that the doctors told him to take 3 weeks off.
Right.
1 week in the hospital, then 3 weeks off. And he's like, don't tell anybody. I'll be back in 10 days.
Right. There's just people that you know that are like that, though.
Do you have a story about, like, when you were sick or feeling horrible and you pushed through and you did something that you were supposed to do it, right? And you went ahead and you pushed through. 713-881-5500.
I've told the story before about we are pretty sure that we had COVID at our wedding. And it was before COVID was really a thing. Like, it was just on the brink of it.
Okay.
And both of us, the plumber and myself, had never been sicker in our entire lives. He got, like, the IVs. And I was taking, like, all this medicine. And we, looking back now, that's what it was.
You were the super spreader.
And so was my wedding.
But you pushed through. You pushed through COVID.
You weren't going to cancel your wedding.
Exactly, Eric. You were so sick, but you pushed through.
Okay, can we take injuries as well?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, like, if you broke your leg and still got married, or still climbed a mountain,
yes,
or whatever.
Yes.
Okay, I was injured. Remember, I had a vasectomy go terribly, terribly, terribly wrong.
Oh yeah, like rotten. Wrong.
And I came to work every day. And
you know what? You did.
And y'all gave me peas, and I just sat here and propped up.
It was very, very bad.
George, you did it too. You had surgery.
I did. And I showed up like 2 days after after surgery, ready to go. So no matter what it was, your story, 713-881-5500. I was hurt, but I pushed through.
Jennifer's on the phone in Liberty. Jennifer, tell us your story.
So I was feeling bad at work, and I went to my friend and was like, hey, something is really, really off. I couldn't stop sweating. I just didn't feel right at all. And I went in and told my boss. I said, hey, I think I need to leave for the day, maybe go to the doctor. And it was like a hell week in our office. And he told me, you know, I really just need you here. So I just kind of laid down on the floor by my desk for a little bit, shaking, felt like my chest was vibrating. Ended up going to urgent care on Saturday. That was on a Wednesday. And what? I had a mild heart attack. Yeah, I had a mild heart attack at work. Ended up a month later having a catheter inserted into my heart.
Stop it.
Like, just to make sure everything was okay. I mean, it was, yeah.
Wait. So what did your boss say?
I had a heart attack at work and finished my day.
Yeah, do you own your office now?
I do not. I do not. I probably should.
Holy, what can you imagine?
I had a heart attack, but you know what? I wouldn't have finished out the day. Can you top that story? We'd love to hear yours. You were terribly hurt, but you pushed through to do what? 713-881-5500 on the Bull. Houston's hero, Mattress Mac, is going to have open heart surgery. He put out a video about it yesterday, said it's going to be like a 4-hour surgery. But at the end of it, he said this.
And if you need any furniture, come out and buy furniture. That'll ease a lot of my anxiety.
The dude is having open heart surgery, and he's still hustling. He's still grinding away there. That's what we love about Mattress Mac. But the question this morning is, you were hurt, but you push through, just like Mattress Mac. You're going to be like him. You push through anyway, and that's what we want to know. 713-881-5500 is the number this morning.
Cody's on the phone in Baytown. Hey, Cody, tell us what happened to you.
Hi. I had a 6,000-pound, 7,000-pound spool roll over on my foot, and it crushed my steel toe in, and then I went to go buy steel toes or more boots and went back to work.
What? Wait, a spool?
You like the ones that fall off on the highway all the time?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly those.
Cody's like, yeah, crushed my steel-toe boots, but I just got new boots and went right back to work.
Oh, my gosh.
Talk about you were hurt, but you pushed through.
All right, let's go to Montgomery. That's where we find Katie. Hey, tell us what you pushed through, Katie.
Hi, so I completely snapped my ACL and tore my meniscus. And went to the hospital, got a big cat, like not a soft cast mm-hmm. and crutches and went to work the next day. And I was a dental assistant, so I still took x-rays and assisted my dentist. And oh, he was really tall, so he, like, would kick my leg on accident.
We're laughing with you, just to be clear.
And no, be honest, okay. You got a little
really
bit of
funny.
You got a little laughing gas too on the side, right?
No, we didn't even have any of that.
Oh, what the hell?
Dang, you didn't have that. I love it.
You got the wrong job.
Let's go to Brooke. Brooke, what did you do? It involved your leg too. You were hurt, but you pushed through. What happened?
Oh, yeah. So I was in boot camp for the U.S. Army back in 2001. And part of the final phases for boot camp graduation for the Army was that you had to do a 12-mile ruck march and you had to go to a field training exercise. And right before we tested out for our 12-mile ruck march and our field training exercise, I had succumbed to a pelvic stress fracture and a sprained ankle, and they were going to recycle me and make me repeat that phase of boot camp.
Oh.
And so I went to my doctor, and I begged my doctor to give me some really strong ibuprofen. I took, like, probably, like, 3,600 milligrams of ibuprofen, which probably could have killed me.
Whoa.
And I finished the ruck march and finished my FTX requirements so that I could graduate.
Oh, and I'm proud to be an American. Yes. First of all, Brooke, thank you for your service.
Holy crap.
She did it with a broken pelvis. Mm-hmm. Holy moly. Let's go to Rachel. Rachel, good morning. Tell us, you were hurt, but you pushed through.
Well, I wasn't hurt. I was 9 months pregnant, and I coached competitive gymnastics, and I was having contractions. And so while my girls, I was spotting them, I'd be like, hold on a second. All right, next girl, go. All right, hold on a second. Next girl, go.
Not your first child.
No, it was my first kid. And I was back to work on Monday.
No, your girls were your first children, let's be honest.
Yeah. Let me get through my contraction.
So sweet.
Go, girls. You're good.
Wow.
All right, y'all. So Mattress Mac is not the only one in Houston that pushes through. Mac, by the way, we wish you the best and speediest recovery.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
Jury duty. We got a guy on the phone, and his wife is very mad at him, y'all. It's about something he did, and he wants to propose his topic for today's jury duty, and I think it's really good. You're going to love it. It gets real. It's jury duty, and it's coming up next.
And to maybe put her in a little better mood, his wife, how about a little Christmas music to get your morning started on the Bull? It's time for jury duty. Joe's on the phone in Baytown. Joe, you wanted to be on jury duty this morning, so tell us the situation.
All right, so my in-laws gave my 10-year-old daughter a $100 Starbucks gift card.
Ooh, okay.
So I took it and I exchanged it for a $20 card and had the $80 put on my app because she's already wired for sound normally. She does not need that much access to caffeine and sugar. And that's how I feel very strongly. And I work hard, and the $80 can come in handy for me. And no one knows any the wiser, except my wife found out I did it.
Uh-huh.
And she's livid. She's livid, said it's dishonest. I feel like she's 10. She doesn't, and she loves these, you know, grande mocha, deboned lattes, whatever they are. And she'll burn through that $100 in like a week. No joke.
So are you going to trickle out the rest of the money over the course of time, or are you just keeping it?
You know, I didn't think of that, but as of right now, my plan was just to use the $80 myself.
Well, yeah, okay. And she's 10, so you are her ATM machine, right?
Exactly. I'm going to say trickle. Trickle is being polite. I mean, it's a fire hose all the time.
All right, so we want to know this morning, we're looking for people to be on jury duty to make a decision on Joe.
Mm-hmm. So if you have a child between the ages of, let's say, 7 and 11, give us a call right now. 713-881-5500. We are helping Joe's marriage here. 713-881-5500. It's jury duty.
It's time for jury duty, and you heard Joe earlier.
All right, so my in-laws gave my 10-year-old daughter a $100 Starbucks gift card, and I exchanged it for a $20 card and had the $80 put on my app. She does not need that much access to caffeine and sugar. My wife found out I did it, and she's livid.
So we need to get a jury this morning to give a verdict on jury duty. The question is, Mo,
is Joe a good or bad dad?
Oh.
I mean, that's kind of right.
I guess that's what it comes down to, right?
Yeah.
I think he's a genius, by the way.
No, I think this is bad parenting.
He knows what's best for his child.
I agree with every. A 10-year-old doesn't need all of that caffeine and sugar. And
$100 in general.
He works hard. He could use the money. I'm on Joe's side big time here this morning. We want to know, though, your opinion helps us get the verdict. No right or wrong answer.
Ooh, I like this. Nikki's on the phone in Houston. It says here, Nikki, you're a teacher. What grade do you teach?
I'm a preschool teacher.
Okay, fair. But you have a 13-year-old?
I do have a 13-year-old, and I work with kids. Yeah, I know. A boy, too, at that.
Ooh, bless your heart. So the question today on jury duty, is Joe a good or bad dad?
I think he's an amazing parent.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yes. An amazing parent.
Amazing.
He's keeping $80.
I think parents are supposed to make limitations for your children and do what you feel is best for their health and everything. And I don't think that much Starbucks in general is good for anybody, and children don't know how to limit themselves. So I think that he is responsible for the best judgment of what he thinks is best for his daughter, and I completely agree.
Okay, so she's a teacher now.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
She's a teacher.
And nobody disagrees with that, George.
That's the question.
No, no, no. You said you disagreed with him.
I disagree with him keeping the $80. No, that is not fair.
That's no problem. Laura's in Baytown. Laura,
wait a minute.
Are you like a neighbor of Joe's? Or are you Joe's wife?
No, I don't know Joe.
Oh, okay, fair.
Okay, we saw Baytown, and we're like, is this his wife?
That'd be hilarious.
In?
Okay, Laura, you get to vote. Yeah. Is Joe a good or bad dad?
He's a bad dad.
Yeah.
Why do you feel like he's a bad dad?
Because that gift was given to his daughter. Mm-hmm. She's 10. She knows exactly how much is on that gift card. I can guarantee that, because my kids know exactly how much money's in their account and their piggy bank. If he was going to exchange it, he could exchange it for an equal amount.
Yeah, see.
But here's the thing, Laura. Here's the thing. I think they just sent the card, and he's already done this, so she's not seen it. It's a Christmas present, so she doesn't know until she gets that card.
She will find out. She will find out. I guarantee you the grandparents are going to ask her how she enjoyed the gift card.
Yeah.
She will find out.
Laura, I'm with you. Go ahead.
She's lost her trust in her dad.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. Come on.
It's fair. This is jury duty. This is how it works, George.
Okay, all right.
Go on. Juror number three is Ryan in Pasadena, who has a lot of children. Ryan, is Joe a good or bad dad?
I think his heart's in the right place, but I think he needs to exchange the other $80 for a different type of gift card to somewhere else maybe that she likes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So put it maybe just like in her account.
That money was given to her.
Okay, yes, so exactly. Good or bad, where are we voting? It's hard.
I'll say bad in the aspect of him wanting to keep it.
Okay. I get it. All right. Okay.
I disagree with you, Ryan.
Yeah, it's the keeping it.
I'm going to get with Ashley here in Tomball, because I got a good feeling Ashley's going to be on my side. Is Joe a good or bad dad?
I think Joe's a good dad.
I knew it.
Because the reality is, even though, yes, they got a gift card right now, but throughout the year, he probably buys the Starbucks, the cake pops, which far exceeds $100.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right. Kind of what he said. He's like, I work hard.
Fire hose,
he said. Yeah, right. He was like, I'm a great ATM, so
I heard.
Final juror this morning.
Oh, Kim and Katie, put us out of our misery. Is he a good or bad dad?
He's a good dad, because let me tell you, I'm an educator for over 30 years, and that 10-year-old's brain is still developing, and there is no way under the sun that child needs access to that.
Of course not, but does he need to keep the $80? That's the crappy part.
She's a teacher.
But the thing is he can be transparent with her for the reasoning down the line, but she doesn't need the $100 worth of Starbucks.
I agree with you.
That, you know, they can work all that out later, but I think he's a good dad because his heart's in the right place.
Wow. See, she's a teacher, Eric. She's a professional.
She is, yes.
Katie said she...
Hit the gavel, George.
It's a good. Oh yes, let's get the gavel. Final verdict.
Is Joe a good or bad dad? Heard it here. He's good.
He's a good dad.
Good time.
This is great. This is actually great news because now all of the presents my kids are getting, mm-hmm. I can just exchange them for money and keep it for myself and still be a great parent.
That is not what they said.
That's pretty much what they said, George.
It's jury duty, and we do it every morning here on The Bull. Every morning on The Morning Bullpen, Eric does something amazing. He creates a song right off your phone call and your suggestion. Really kind of crazy. He started doing this when he was a street performer, and now he makes it part of our radio show every morning. And if you've never heard it, it's your chance to be part of it. 713-881-5500. You call and tell us your suggestion, and if he likes it, he'll make a song out of it. Mo, go to line four to start this out.
Jax is on the phone in Houston. What would you like Eric to sing about, friend?
An elf on the shelf.
Uh-oh. Oh, how old are you, Jax?
Eight.
What's your elf's name?
Tinsel.
Aww.
Cute.
What's the elf on the shelf at your house? What's its name, Eric?
Snaps.
And
I hate
what it was.
I hate him.
They're not friends, Jack.
He plays pranks on me. He creeps me out. Does your elf creep you out?
It depends on what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Little rascal.
This is a great topic. I think so many parents and kids are dealing with their elf on the shelf right now. But what if I did a song about how creepy they are to me?
That would be perfect.
Okay.
That would be perfect.
Jack's really good suggestion. Thank you, buddy.
Uh-huh.
All right, Sherry in Pasadena, what should I sing about today?
People who wear pajamas out shopping, to Walmart or whatever. I mean, that is so annoying. My parents were like, get dressed. Put on your clothes before you go out of the house.
My mom's still
aggravating.
She's like, you forgot lipstick. I'm like, Mom, I'm not wearing lipstick.
You look like you're in pajamas right now, Mom.
No. Miss Sherry is talking about grown men with SpongeBob on their bottoms is what she is talking about.
Absolutely. So you see this in Pasadena all the time, right, Sherry?
I have quite a bit, yes.
Okay, all right. So Pasadena, Evadale. Just kicking back and having a good time over there. I love that suggestion. Thank you, Sherry. I appreciate it. Marisol, tell us what Eric should sing about today.
December birthdays, especially the ones that are closer to the 24,
20,
you know,
25th. Okay. I see that. That's a good topic.
That's a good topic.
Eric, so we got three good ones to choose from today. Mm-hmm. What are you feeling? What struck a chord with you today?
Marisol, I think December birthdays will come back around, but I got to give it to Jax. He's a kid. He wants me to sing about Elf on the Shelf, and I can't stand mine. Okay. So I'm going to sing about how creepy.
Oh, you're feeling rage?
Yes.
Great.
This is not going to be a sweet song about the Elf on the Shelf.
Okay. All right. So you know what you're getting into with the Elf on the Shelf song. He's going to go write it. He'll come back and perform it in 10 minutes. It's our 10-minute tune, and it happens next on The Bull. Our Houston Texans are off this weekend. They get their bye week, but believe it or not, next Tuesday, it'll be another Texans Ticket Tuesday. You want to go out and see the Texans before the end of the year? Maybe get a little holiday cheer in there, too? You got a chance to win. Next Tuesday is Texans Ticket Tuesday, and it starts at 6:05 here on The Morning Bullpen. It's time for our 10-minute tune to find out what Eric has created off our suggestion this morning, Mo.
Yes, it started with Jax in Houston with this suggestion.
An elf on the shelf.
Does your elf creep you out?
It depends on what they do.
Yeah, Eric is creeped out by his elf.
No, like it's some sort of rage against the little guy.
Oh, we're about to find out.
Hi.
Me and my elf.
Yeah, don't you guys hate each other?
Yeah, we don't get along.
He plays pranks on you?
Yeah, and he just shows up and I go, ugh! Okay, so I'm going to sing about how creepy it is. Now, sometimes I get locked into a lyric, and one of the lyrics I got locked into is kind of a word I don't let my kids hear. So, George, can you bleep it? I'll point to you when it's time to bleep it, okay?
You know this always makes me nervous.
I know.
Right? You know.
But it's okay. We're going to bleep it so my kids can still listen.
Okay.
Hey, George, I'm going to sing this song. Don't lose our license.
No, it's not that bad of a word. Okay. It's not that bad. I just don't let my kids hear it.
Okay. So. All right. It's today's 10-minute tune about Elf on the Shelf.
Have a heebie-jeebie Christmas with your weird elf on the shelf. That little spy has demon eyes like it's straight from hell. a super creepy Christmas. That elf is really odd. I can't wait for Christmas Day when the evil troll's finally gone. Elf, elf upon the shelf, hiding somewhere new. Just when you least expect, boo! Ah, I hate you. Have a heebie-jeebie Christmas. And in case you can't tell, I hate to say that I really hate that elf on the shelf.
How'd I do? Did I do okay on the beat there?
Nailed it.
I thought so. So
elf on the shelf, huh?
Eric had some issues with the elf on the shelf.
It's only beginning.
Parents or grandparents, if you want to send that to somebody, aww, you can always get it off of our podcast. The easiest way to do it is if you have our Odyssey app. And if you don't, it's just AUDACY. And then go in there, look for the Morning Bullpen podcast, like it, and you'll never miss our 10-minute tune.
Just ahead with George, Mo, and Eric.
George, Eric finally went to the doctor yesterday for his butt.
Okay.
He's a little nervy because he's got a medical procedure that they put on my bucks. So we have to wrangle feelings. You know what that's like here on the show.
I know.
He'll feel better, and you'll make him feel better. That's coming up next.
Well, the only medical procedure that had more headlines than Mattress Mac yesterday was Eric with a K. He went to the doctor because his tummy has been out of sorts.
Oh, please. He can't go to the bathroom.
Yeah, for 3 weeks. That's a long time.
That's a long time, Mo.
So I finally went to the doctor. Y'all have been telling me to go to the doctor.
We have been for three weeks now.
So finally I went, and they're actually a little concerned because
I would think so. If you haven't been to the bathroom in 3 weeks, sir,
they're not super concerned. I need everybody to know that. I need my wife to hear that I am fine. The lady pushed on my stomach for a while, and she said, "Okay, I don't feel anything that concerns me that much, but we need to go ahead and throw a colonoscopy on the schedule."
Oh,
and
all of a sudden, you're like a 50-year-old man.
Is it 50? I was going to ask. You start getting those procedures like when I thought it was when you turn 40.
I think it's later than that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
have you ever gotten one, George?
Oh Lord, yes.
You have?
Oh God.
Oh, please
just
help me.
50,
yeah. So I'm like super nervous about this. I honestly, the 3 weeks of not going to the bathroom doesn't concern me nearly as much as laying there. Do they put you out? What's it like?
Okay, so
here we go. Tell us, George.
It's like if people are just tuning in right now to the show, it's like, wait, they're talking about colon. But this is actually, here's something that I will tell you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Guys are notorious for not getting checkups.
Right.
And not getting things like colonoscopies. Mo, they've made a big deal out of women making sure you get your mammograms and stuff like that.
Everything.
And they've tried to make that for guys, but men are just hesitant, like Eric.
Yes, I don't want to go.
To get this done. My doctor gave me the option. You could be mostly like out, or they could put you all the way under.
Oh.
Mostly out. What?
Like,
just depends. It's like, I feel a little
what's
pressure.
What's your tolerance?
You know, I mean, you could. Some people give you that option.
What?
What are you going for?
Well, yeah, which one did you choose?
I told him, I was like, you know what? Put the roofie in, baby. Just put
all
it
the way out.
You're all the way out.
Put me out. Yeah.
That also helps with just like the stress of and the anxiety of having that procedure, right?
Yeah. You know, I'm never anxious about medical stuff. Yeah. No, but yeah, I was all the way complete. I went to, I dozed off to sleep. I woke up. Everything was over.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So I can go all the way out. And then, like, and I hate to ask this question. When you wake up.
Don't ask this.
Are there feelings afterwards?
Yeah.
How do you feel
afterwards? Is there residual? Are you like,
I'm going to go with yes. I've never even had one, but I'm going to go with a yes.
Does it look like you've been riding a horse for a straight week when you walk out of there?
You walk more like a Texan. I will say that, okay? I'll tell you.
I'm glad you're getting checked, Eric. I'm glad I could be here for all of this and just really hold your hand through it all. You know what I mean?
This is a public service.
Yes.
And I'm going to get video, right?
Ooh.
Yes, I got pictures and video.
All right. Yeah.
Our boss is always telling us, do more social media content.
I think you should post them. Here's what I did, and I will advise you against doing this.
What?
Because they send you the video.
Yeah.
Because you got to have it in case you need to go to a specialist or something like that, right?
Okay,
So they make sure that you have a copy of that. And then they honestly do send you snapshots. Oh, hey, here's an area we were, whatever.
Okay.
They'll send you snapshots.
Yeah.
And they put them together in like a little download folder that you can download to your computer. I uploaded them to Deanna's picture frame that you can upload pictures to.
So dumb.
I would advise against doing that.
You're just like sitting at dinner and
she was not happy. She has this picture frame, Mo, right by her chair.
I know, I believe this.
And all of a sudden there's pictures of my colonoscopy popping up right beside her. So I would say don't do that.
Okay. Oh, I've got all the ideas now. Okay. Christmas is right in itself.
So when are you going in?
Yeah, when are we having
everybody
this?
Everybody listening now is invested and they want to know.
That 2 weeks from now.
No, my God.
2 weeks. So I got to wait 2 more
and
weeks.
And you're not going to go to the bathroom for a whole year.
No, they
what?
Gave me some stuff. So
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Oh, they'll give you stuff that'll clear you out.
Okay. Here we go.
All right. I think that's enough. By the way, if you want me to upload those pictures to your picture frame, let me know.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric. It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Let's go to Richmond today. Dina is standing by, trying to take $100 from Mo. Dina, this is how you get the money.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both 5 country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins, but ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Dina?
Because it's Mo's money.
Exactly right. Now, tell her to get out of here, Dina. Let's get this game started, okay?
Go on, Mo.
Good luck, Dina.
Thanks.
Dina, we have 5 country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number 1. Man, what a woman. This singer became known for her signature move in the 90s of tossing cowboy boots into the audience at the end of her concerts. Name her.
Shania Twain.
Question number 2. Jelly Roll says he has regrets about getting some of his, especially on his face, but his new bar that he's opening in Nashville will offer what?
Tattoos.
Question number 3. In 1994, which Reba McEntire song hit number 1 with "The Night the Lights Went Out" in?
Georgia.
Question number 4. Which country queen declared, quote, "I'll always love you" to her wigs, but then auctioned them off for charity?
Dolly Parton.
And question number 5. "Ain't No Love in Oklahoma" by Luke Combs came from what summer blockbuster movie?
Twister.
All right, let's get Mo back in. Find out what she's up against with Dina in Richmond today.
It's a Richmond brawl.
Wait, what happened?
Dina got 5 out of 5.
I got 5.
All right, my girl.
Did you hear Dina? I got 5 out of 5. I can't believe it. You smoked it today, Dina.
Thank you.
All right, Mo, let's see how you do. I can't tell you the answer until we get to the end. Question number 1. Mm-hmm. Man, what a woman. This singer became known in the 90s for her signature move of tossing cowboy boots into the audience at the end of the show. Name her.
I don't know about the tossing, but I heard your hint, man, what a woman, and I'm going to guess you're talking about Shania Twain.
Question number 2, Mo.
Okay.
Jelly Roll has said he regrets some of his, especially on his face.
Okay.
But his new bar he's opening in Nashville will offer what?
Tattoos.
Question number 3.
Okay.
In 1994, mm-hmm. which Reba McEntire song hit number 1? It was called "The Night the Lights Went Out"
in Georgia.
Question number 4. Which country queen declared, "I will always love you" to her wigs and then auctioned them off for charity?
Oh, man.
I need an answer, Mo.
That's Dolly.
Question number 5.
Right.
That was Dolly?
You know what? This one may trip her up, though, because it's about a movie.
Oh, crap.
Ooh.
Question number 5.
Okay.
"Ain't No Love in Oklahoma" by Luke Combs.
Yes.
Came from what summer blockbuster movie?
Oh, Twister.
All right, Mo. Question number 1.
Yes.
Shania Twain is correct.
Okay, that was a guess. Good.
Question number two. Jelly Roll Tattoos is correct.
He's doing them at his bar.
Question number three. Lights went out in Georgia.
Yes.
Question number four was Dolly Parton. But question number five was actually Twisters.
There's a movie called Twister. S. It was the first one, but Twisters is the second movie. I don't think we can give it to her.
Dina, you win!
There you go, Dina. Congrats. Woo! I think that is kind of crap, but okay. I'll give it to you.
You get $100.
Awesome. $100 richer.
I guess.
Cool. Congratulations, Dina.
Thank you.
Oh, $100. What are you going to do with $100 right here at the holidays?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, of course, Christmas shopping.
Yes, there we go. Of course. Buy something for yourself, sister.
Congratulations. Right? One letter, and she makes it come out the winner. All right, Mo, you know what you got to say.
My name is Mo in the studio, and I do not know country music. Movies. I don't know movies.
But Dina in Richmond does.
She does.
And she does. Congratulations, dear.
Thank you. Thanks, Mo.